Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Yeah, most of the journalists who had to write a match report were struggling to get beyond 200 words from what I could see. Let's find out whether Alan Irwin had much more to say about it. Morning, Al.
Steve, I've just about woken up from it. It was absolutely abysmal. It was testimonial stuff at best. Honestly, it was an end-of-season affair 6 weeks early.
Where's that come from?
I know. Very, very strange. It was a lethargic performance from Everton, without a shadow of a doubt, and pedestrian was a word I'd used in commentary, I think. I think Ronald Koeman was livid. I know he said if he could have changed all 11 players at half-time, he would have done. But you just wonder, don't you? Because, you know, the teams go out beforehand, they warm up, you know, it's a stadium they've never played in before, there should be an occasion to it in that sense, and the manager will have delivered his team talk about, let's start the game quickly, let's get the intensity, and let's ensure we rule the game and get on top early. None of it happened at all. It was very, very strange. I think Everton had, I don't think they had a shot on target in the whole game.
No, they didn't.
Ademola Lookman came on at half time as one of the introductions with Gareth Barry, and he at least had two efforts on goal. Both, one went wide, one sailed over. But other than that, there was nothing to write home about at all. It was, yeah, Lukaku was on the periphery throughout. You know, if he wants to be a £100 million player, he's got to show effort and desire, which was severely lacking. And strangely, Steve, I mean, we've talked about this before. This has happened to Everton on a number of occasions away from home, and it's hard to put your finger on it. If I can't put my finger on it, you know, then, you know, Ronald Koeman's got a big job on his hands, hasn't he? He's got to identify the areas that they need to improve on when they do travel.
You mentioned that quote he made. He said if he could have changed 10 players, he would have changed them after the first half. But it does beg the question, even if he knew it was that bad at half-time, surely he gave them a right royal blue rollicking.
Yeah.
And, you know, surely they'd have responded to something at the break.
Well, you would have thought so, Steve. And that was my, you know, impression at half-time. I thought, this can only improve. There's no way that Everton's lethargic performance could get any worse. But there wasn't really any signs of improvement. And to be honest, when you see Gareth Barry coming on, I can understand it was to try and move other players further forward. But sometimes Gareth Barry slows the game down even further, doesn't he, in that sense? So it was a difficult one to understand. And hopefully it's just a one-off and you can you know, say it won't happen again, because I don't think Ronald Koeman will want it to happen again. But it's not the first time we've spoken about these sort of things, so it really is a hard one to understand and get your head around.
Perhaps one of the things to look at is the change of keeper. So Martin Stecklenburg getting the gloves for the day.
It shouldn't have had any influence on the 10 outfield players that were the same that started the game against Burnley, weren't they?
But just as a different talking point, what were the reasonings behind it?
Well, Joel Robles has not been impressive in his last four or five games. He'd kept a number of clean sheets up until the last five matches where Everton have conceded in each and every one. And you could finger point on a number of occasions, goals that he's conceded and incidents where he's been involved in where you could say, yeah, he certainly should have done better. I mean, go back to the Liverpool game. He was certainly having fingers pointed at him in that game, wasn't he, for all of the goals from certain quarters. Last week, he made an horrendous error in conceding the penalty, dashing to the right of his penalty area to bring down Sam Vokes. He still doesn't command his penalty area in the same sense that I would want a goalkeeper to. He can pull off the occasional decent save, but one that most of the time I would look back on and say, well, yeah, you'd expect your keeper to save that. There's been nothing that's been truly outstanding. He's been part of a defence that showed great improvement from the defeat against Liverpool at Goodison Park through to the defeat at Anfield, I would say. And in that period, Everton improved immensely defensively.
So he's got the gloves permanently now to the end of the season?
Who knows? I didn't expect him to be dropped, but in another way, I wasn't entirely taken by surprise, but I just thought Robles would see the season out now. I do feel that Everton have got to buy another goalkeeper in the summer. I don't think either Stecklenburg or Robles are good enough to to command that number one spot on a permanent basis.
I suppose in defence of Ronald Koeman, as to the way his team played, he was making the point with some passion afterwards about the fact that he only had 17 outfield players to actually choose from due to a variety of reasons by the end of last week.
A lot of injuries. Obviously, he couldn't even pick Enner Valencia is on loan from West Ham, etc. We know these things happened. He has said that he wants to really have, you know, a couple of outfield players for every position. But then, in the next breath, he's quite rightly stated that it's difficult to keep, you know, 20 outfield players happy when 10 of them will know that they're not going to start every week. And that's the conundrum that every top 6-7 manager has got to solve, because you do need strength and quality and depth. But those that aren't getting a game on a regular basis are not going to be happy sitting on the bench. And then, you know, does that affect the morale and the team spirit within the squad? So it's something that every single manager in the top pushing for Champions League football has got to try and solve.
One player who's revealed that the Blues tried to sign him last summer was Stoke's Marko Arnautovic, which was widely sort of rumoured at the time. But he's spoken to a paper back in his homeland, talking about how Ronald Koeman and Romelu Lukaku both tried to convince him to join the Blues, but he was ready to extend his stay with Stoke City. Would he have made a big difference to them?
Well, he's an explosive character, isn't he? But he's a very moody sort of player, is Arnautovic. I've interviewed him on a couple of occasions. He comes across as a very strange character, Steve. He comes across as Arnie to a certain extent in his Austrian way. He is strange, and he can turn it on almost when he wants to. He gives me the impression a bit like Diego Costa to a certain degree. He very much plays for himself more than anything else, and I think on his day he could be very good for you, but I think he might be disruptive influence when things aren't quite going his way. So it's a strange one, that, so we'll see. But it was a great weekend of sport. I'm saying that, Steve, I had that game on Saturday was absolutely abysmal, the worst game of football I've commentated on for a long time. But yesterday, I had to do Aston Villa against Birmingham. Now,
how did that rate?
Absolutely dreadful. I thought you couldn't get any worse than West Ham and Everton. There was, you know, for a Midlands derby, passionate, intense affair, Birmingham fighting for their very lives in the Championship, and Harry Redknapp's first game, nothing happened in the game whatsoever, other than the Agbonlahor goal, which came out of absolutely nothing. It was dreadful.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.